now let's even talk about Raila more. There are people who say that you're anti-Raila. So what's your defense on that?
Yeah, people say that. And what we have talked 5 minutes ago, you saw. I didn't know you were going to ask that. You see, I've...
Eko nene.
Itakuwa nini.
Ikiwa ni episode 334, tukisema like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na leo tuko na mtu squeezy kwa Eko nene. He does not need any introduction. Tuko na Mr. Watenge. Of course, Watenge ni former NIS. And that's why I've invited him to tuongee juu ya polisi. Polisi imekuwa mkituumiza sana kwa hizi protests. And it's reached a level where, like one of my... famous quotes, ama one of my popular quotes, ile mupenda kusema sana, musema, the police stand between Kenya and true democracy. The police are used by the executive to, najua, like harass the citizens, muzzle the citizens. So you as a former police officer, unakubaliana na mimi ama there is...
Sikubaliani hata kidogo.
Yes.
Because... nikiwa recruit 1982, tuliambiwa kitu kimoja. Mi naiba kwako, then unapeleka kesi polisi, polisi wana recover ile kitu nimeiba. I curse the police, you praise the police.
Yes.
So you find when one party is praising the police, the other one is cursing, in a neutralize. And then the police ya leo sio kama wakati yetu. Because I was employed with some police officers wale, they could not, they used to use their thumb to sign, but nowadays people are very educated.
So why do you think e disconnect were, like, every time there's a protest we just know the side the police will be on? They are going to beat up innocent protesters, because like on the 25th of June mimi nilikuwa katikati ya town, and it was not just me, we were a lot of us that were in the middle of town. There was no looting, watu walikuwa wamepark tu magari, no looting, what, lakini police bado walikuwa wanapiga tear gas, walikuwa wanafanya nini. That's why vile police waliua mtu, watu wakakimbia wakaenda parliament. Otherwise, without that, I don't think watu wangeenda parliament. So he disconnect, where do you think it happens?
Kwanza this maandamano ya Gen Z, I think there was a problem with the police.
Yeah.
Because the original Gen Z, it took the police by surprise.
Yeah.
Police are used to maandamano yenye problems and whatever. So when Gen Z started, we had these doctors. Doctors and JSS interns.
Yes.
These are people wali shika police by surprise, because police are used to there's no difference between demonstration and
violence
and riot.
And riots, yes.
So during the police are used to that. So when it comes to junior second school teachers, interns, and also the medical interns, the police had time to catch up, because they are not used to that. But then Gen Z came, wakaonyesha police kwamba, leave alone doctors and whatever. Gen Z even came up and became even better than doctors and junior. I remember even seeing something that as they were going around, there were some shops which were walikuwa na rushia sijui mineral water or even sodas.
Yeah.
And they liked it that way. But then Gen Z, I think the problem with Gen Z is just one. There is a saying that your weakest point is your strongest point.
Yes.
Gen Z, their weakest point is that they have no structure, they have whatever.
Yes.
So it was easy for them to be infiltrated by wrong people.
Okay.
They are infiltrated by wrong people. And also the problem with the Gen Z is that they didn't know when to withdraw. For example, they wanted the bill to be
rejected.
So they should have, it's like when you want to go to buy something, sokoni, you guess and say, okay, a bunch of bananas is worth 500. So you go there with 300. And you say, okay, akini sukuma sana nifikishe 400. But you see, when you get what you want, and then you come up with a new structure. So the issue is they are coming up with the new demands after the demands that they it was bad. I think the them having no structure is an advantage.
Yes.
And also having no structure was also a disadvantage.
Yes.
And then there is Kenny Rogers, who used to say in the song Gambler,
know
when to walk away.
Mm.
Because the way I see them, I may be wrong, but the way I see them is that they appear as if even if they are given the new demands, they still have come with a new demand.
Yeah.
And I had a boss in the intelligence who was called Maluki. He used to say that when you bring a problem, also come with a solution.
Okay.
Now, if these people want Ruto to resign, they want him to resign. What next after he resigns, you see? Where Agwambo is better than them is that when we had this Maandamano ya Agwambo and whatever, it was something. Let's take 2007. Agwambo wanted Kibaki out so that he takes over. But you see this, okay, you want the government to resign. You want what next? You see
that who problem. Takes over?
Yeah. What happens after? You want the president to resign. You want the government to step down. You want this, okay, after it has happened. What next? GNC are not the first people to do it. We did it.
Yes.
We did it.
You fall under the boomers, huh?
Yeah. In 1979, my age mates, because 1979 I was 18 years old, my age mates had a problem in Tehran, just like these ones. But you see, and there were university students, they ransacked the American embassy in Tehran.
Oh, Nasamaila, the Iranian embassy thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they had somebody in mind. They say when they did that, the then king was called Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi.
Yes.
Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi ran away. And then when they were told, now what do you want? They said, we want Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini to take over.
Yes.
So this GNC, I don't want to talk about my feelings, but I'm talking about them. Because an intelligence officer, you're not supposed to talk your feelings. If they want Ruto out, they want the government out, they want the inspector general out, they want everybody out, they should have their own Khomeini. So that when Ruto and whatever, you just don't remove everybody and the country stays there. We'll end up like Khartoum.
So the fact that you've talked about the IG, I have to ask, what does it take for an IG to resign? Because, of course, we think the word resign is political. He was forced out, yes?
Yeah, he was forced out.
Yeah. So how does that conversation happen? According to you, is he called ama is he just told where are stacking mambayako toka?
Those people before I started my YouTube, I used to put my thoughts in on Facebook. There was a time when he was the head of police in Nairobi, and if I remember what I wrote in the in my Facebook then,
yes,
was that he was the best person to be the head of GSU. The way I look at him,
that's Kome.
Yeah,
Kome. Oh, Kanja.
Kome.
Kome was the best person to be the head of GSU. GSU.
I felt when he was the head of the police in Nairobi, in the capital. I felt I wrote in my Facebook account that he should head the GSU.
Why?
And that is okay. That is the I'll answer that. That is the problem we have been having with the police. I'll give you examples whereby you know we are supposed to talent spot somebody. Look at somebody and say this person is fit for this and that. Japheth Koome would have made a very good GSU commandant. He would have made a very good GSU commandant. That is my feeling. And if we have to go to the past, when Kibaki took over, when Kibaki took over, I felt that the person who was good to be the head of CID, nowadays it's called DCI, the best person who should have been Nyaseda. Nyaseda should have headed the DCI. But because there was a Dr. Kamau, whom whom the Kibaki government wanted him to head the CID. Then the Wakapembeleza Nyaseda. You see, being the head of the Commission of Police then and being the Inspector General then, it is better if you are a good detective to head the DCI. Other than, okay, if you are the IG, you are the overall, but you see, if your talent if your talent is GSU or if your talent is DCI, then so be it, even if you are of a lower rank, but that is where it is.
Yes.
There's a question you asked me.
Yeah.
So, Koome was fit to be the GSU commandant, but not the Inspector General.
Because right now, if I'm not wrong, Kanja is a former GSU boss who's ended up as head.
Yeah.
So how? What's the difference between the two? Do you also feel like former GSU should not be IG?
No. My opinion on who should head the, on who should head, who should be the IG, especially now that it is vacant. If you look at the background of Kanja, he has headed GSU, but before that he has headed the DCI. So you see, and I strongly feel that the prisons should be integrated in the police, so that National Police Service also includes the prisons.
Prison wardens.
And my personal feeling is that, especially starting from the rank of inspector, somebody should, by the time he reaches the level that Kanja is, this person should have been, when he was an inspector, he was used to work with the DCI. When he was a chief inspector, he used to work with the prisons. When he was, so that by the time he becomes the, like Kanja now, he has headed the DCI. He has had headed the GSU. So when he's at his office, he understands the feeling of a GSU man. He understands the feeling of. But then, CID people or the DCI have made the worst police for bosses. And the best police for bosses have always been in the intelligence. Yeah, sorry, I'm nafanya ukabila.
Apo siku understand, unasema the CID bosses have been the worst.
The worst.
And then you talk about intelligence people
have been the best.
Okay, let us look at this difference. That's NIS versus DCI.
DCI.
Okay.
The police bosses who have been from DCI have performed poorly.
Who are those?
My father Lando was a DCI. If he was alive, tungeenda kugombana na yana niambia sasa. But then, if we have to look at it, the first, the last police boss was a mzungu called Sir Richard Catlin. That was the last. Then 1964, he handed over to Hinga. He handed over to Hinga.
In
1964.
Okay, okay.
He handed over to Hinga. And Hinga was the first African head of police.
Yes.
And he was from the intelligence. Now, if you look for at the intelligence people, Nani is the only one who disappointed us. Mutiambai
was from intelligence.
From the intelligence.
Oh, okay.
But if you look at the police bosses from intelligence, look at Hinga. Look at this small fellow, Boynet. Boynet was very good and he knew what he was doing. And such people. So you find that from the but then when you go to CID or DCI, look at Shadrack Kiruki. Shadrack Kiruki, we had a case like this one. Shadrack Kiruki, he had to step aside because of Kenyatta University. DCI people, we have had Shadrack Kiruki. We had people like Nyaseda. Okay, I've talked to police officers. Nyaseda, upande wa welfare, he was that, but then he was, police became rogue during Nyaseda time. Police became rogue during Shadrack Kiruki's time.
Yes.
So you find those are DCI people. But if you...
By rogue, what do you mean by rogue? Because I'll go back to what I was saying earlier. For us as civilians, the police have always been rogue. You're like, sisi tunawajua for shooting us for no reason, shooting at unarmed protesters, trying to keep Kenya as a one-party state. If it was up to the police, tungekuwa one party. True or false? mulitetea Moi sana.
Okay.
Mulitetea huo mtu
sana. I don't necessarily agree with that. And continue. Eh?
Yeah. So, sisi kwetu mmekuwa rogue. Mm. Like, we always look at the police as the civilians. Mm. We fight for you, but you don't see that we are fighting for you. Because kama saizi, what's the police salary saizi?
Pardon?
The police salary average saizi?
You are right.
So tukiwa kwa streets, tukiwa fight corruption.
Okay. Let me say this. There is this fellow called Fazul.
Yes.
Fazul, until the other day, I think he's going out. Because his contract as head of the private security regulatory body is over. This is somebody who says that watchmen, people don't like the name watchman. But if you read the Bible, the Bible says, if the watchman does not watch over the city. So the name that is in the Bible is watchman.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the watchman, somebody who goes, there are three or four companies, KK, G4S, just a few. I don't even think they reach 10 that train people something. Hii ingine wana fundisho tu machi. And then according to Fazul, that person who has been marching for 2 weeks should be paid 30,000. And then you take somebody who has been in GSU for 9 months, you pay him 20,000.
Yeah.
And he has a gun and whatever. You see, there is only one time that somebody felt that the police should earn something.
Yes.
And he made sure the police should earn something. That was in 1988.
Who was that?
That was Moi.
Oh, okay.
1988 is the only time since independence that the police salary has been looked into. And you see, when it was looked into, they were taken here. So then the next salary review, these people, unajosa unaongezewa 10 shillings, huyu anaongezewa 100, unaongezewa 10, 100. Sometime police wakakuja wakakuwa overtaken.
Wakakuwa overtaken na nani?
You see, 1988, police were paid well to an extent that people wanted to be the police
officers.
So sasa unakuja unakuta, like people look at traffic police officers. Mvua inanyesha, there is anakaa kwa mvua, ana control guard. People don't see that. But when you give him 50 shillings, say, amekula pesa yetu. I think, okay, I know Maraga said something. Maraga has done something, they should look into that. But then also police should also introduce ranks, because the police ranks are in the upper level. Uko chini hakuna. Do you know that somebody can retire? We have people who retire. You can find a police officer who has worked for 20 years and he's a corporal, just one rank.
Yeah.
But in the military, in 20 years, you are a senior sergeant or something.
Okay.
So that stagnation is also a problem. Yeah.
But sasa sindo tunasema, when we're on the streets tukiwatetea, mnatupiga na rungu. So na
no.
Sasa
police, problem ya police ni moja. Police, their name is law enforcement officers. Don't blame them. Blame the what do you call? The lawmakers. Because, kesho, if the parliament passes a law tomorrow that ukipatikana na banki, you are just okay. You utatembea na bank. So the police is just to enforce the law that has been passed.
But so the law has been passed that we can protest peacefully.
Yeah.
We go and protest peacefully, but the executive becomes afraid. And the executive tells you, go shoot a few people. Ndio watu warudi nyumbani.
The executive did not do that. Let me say this. To me, the 2010 constitution was bad. And it should be looked into. Because the 2010 constitution was influenced a lot by human rights people.
Yes.
And the 2010 constitution was anti-Moi. So we were, okay, Moi had placed all the powers this way, isn't it? So we removed all the powers. I may not be the best person to say,
yes,
but there has to be a balancing. For example, like the other day, the head of police in the capital said that he had received credible intelligence that crooks will integrate into Gen Z.
Yes.
Well, between me and you, we don't know whether it is true or whatever, because there's no way we can know whether there was a credible intelligence.
Yes.
But supposing he received that credible intelligence, supposing Nairobi has, let's say, 2,000 police officers.
Yes.
And you see when there is...
But that's there are more than 2,000.
No, I'm only giving an example.
Okay.
Supposing Nairobi has 2,000 police officers, and we want to demonstrate... we have to take the 2,000. We agree that it is not 2,000, but it's only saying... We have to take the 2,000 police officers.
Mm.
Some have to remain to do the normal work. Because if all of them go to demonstration, people will break into people's houses. There has to be a police officer in the report office, such things. If people are demonstrating, it is true that 500 people were collected. Anybody who has access to my YouTube will find that I talked about it 2 or 3 days before. I said, as an intelligence officer, there is a collection of people. There is a collection of people in the slums to infiltrate the Gen Z.
Yes,
and I remember somebody asking me, "Who is this person? Who is
paying this?
Who
people.
Is paying them?" I said, "I can investigate up to a certain level because if you investigate further." You put your life into risk.
Yeah.
But I said there are several people who could do it. I said one, it could be people in authority because they would want the Gen Z to stop. It could be people in the opposition, Azimio, because they would want the government to look bad. It could be even the crooks themselves. They look for... But this time there was I saw there was something there was coordination where there was even vehicles to Kawangware and other places. So how would a police officer differentiate? Because when it was demonstration of the the doctors, they were even putting on whatever. Now, how do you differentiate a Gen Z with whatever? You get the point. So you find, supposing the police get information, credible information, that they will be infiltrated. You see, the constitution as it is now, as it is, okay, assuming, because the police may not want the, the police come to you and say, okay, we have had in, how can you prove the police have received intelligence? It could be the police have not received the intelligence.
Yes.
It could be that they have received, so we have no capacity of verifying, isn't it? But then, suppose we verify, or suppose we trust the police with their own word and say, okay, you are, you know, kweli unasema, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have a place in we have? Do we have an any anywhere in the where police any not even just the police anybody? That thing must not be placed in the police. It could even be placed in Ngao. National government administration officers, or it could even be placed in churches or anything.
Yep.
Let us just assume that a third party, Mungiki, not even Mungiki, Wakora too. I have organized Wakora. Gen Z have said they are passing through a certain supermarket. Then I organized my Wakora to head to Ibeuko. Suppose.
But it actually happened because you heard about how supermarkets were robbed for 3 hours.
Yeah.
With zero police intervention.
Maasai.
So that's how what we're going to feel like it's the government that's organizing the goons. Because since normally...
It is anybody who can... Like, you know, I'm giving an example where... Because I started by saying even the government itself. Because they would want Gen Z not to have...
That much power.
Tomorrow.
Mm.
Isn't it? So they would do that. But then, supposing, just supposing, we get credible intelligence that people are going to infiltrate, or people are going to infiltrate and steal from the supermarket. Do we have anywhere in the law where the police can stop? No. The law just says that if the police gets that information, the police are supposed to organize to counter those crooks.
Yes.
Now, how do you counter those crooks? Because we have been having Maandamano for the last... We've been having Maandamano for the last 2 months, isn't it? 2 months, you cannot recruit 2,000 more askaris. And then when Gen Z mambo yao inaisha, how do, where do you dispose these 2,000 new police officers or whatever? So we in the constitution, because of the effect of the human rights activist, is that we have only looked at it from the human rights activist. Because the way I understand the law says is that once you in fact you are supposed to notify the police on this day we are moving from point A to point Z. And we are using
and
this.
And that's not for permission. That's for security purposes only.
No, for two purposes. One, information. Two, the police to clear the area.
Yes.
To clear the area and whatever. Now, you do that because like now our ministers were showing off watches worth 5 million shillings. It annoys me and you. So we everybody now comes out, isn't it?
Yes.
And we have only 2,000 police officers here. Now 1 million people come.
Yes.
How do the head of the county police boss in Nairobi? It is not even provided.
So that's what. So basically, what you're saying is the reason why the government does not let us exercise Article 37 in full is because we don't have enough police officers to handle such protests.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying
no. It's basically what you've said in very many words. Because, Mr. Wetenge, like if they did not shoot at people, I can assure you, a million people would have ended up in town. That's how much this protest was genuine. But vile waliua watu ndio watu wakaogopa watu wakarudi nyumbani. But without that, people would have ended up a million without any robbery, without anything like. Pale ulikuwa unapatikana unajaribu kuiba simu unashikwa unapatikana kwa polisi. It was very organized, very peaceful. But na understand if you're saying a million people a few police officers, even if it's 20,000 police officers, that means every officer has to handle 50 people.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
Yeah, it's hard. So we do not have a provision in the constitution and in the law where suppose the turnout is so large, the turnout is so large that they are more than the police can do. Or the way people are now interpreting is that if you get intelligence that crooks will infiltrate, now you are even given more duties because the constitution says you are to clear the road, you are to arrest the crooks, you are to do this, you are to do that, you are to do that, isn't it? And to do all these things requires more personnel.
Yes.
So we do not have a place like IPOA. Okay, why we don't even have, you see, IPOA is an independent police oversight. Suppose you want to demonstrate from A to Z passing here. Don't we have anywhere somebody, an independent, leave alone the police, who can say we are overwhelmed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like IPOA, who can come up and say those people are just too many, or the IPOA can come up with their own intelligence gather, police gets the intelligence and then hands it over, then maybe IPOA counter checks it, and in the view of IPOA, now you see it is just a blank check. You just tell people, okay, you tell people we expect 10,000 people
to show up.
Isn't it? You expect 10,000, but then people turn out in a million.
Yeah.
So we should even have a mechanism or somebody somewhere there, somebody who can come up and say the police are overwhelmed, so the Maandamano has been stopped. And you see,
but why should it be stopped if there is no chaos and there is no nene? Because as I was telling you, like on 25th of June, it's the first time I'd say I've been involved in a political protest.
Yeah.
tulikuwa wengi kabisa, lakini kulikuwa na amani. No one was being robbed, no one was being, girls were there and they felt safe. Men were there, we felt safe, apart from the police. The police are the only reason we felt unsafe. That's why I talk, you know, how people ended up at parliament ni police waliua mtu after wawe watu wawili, watu wakakasirika wakaingia. Otherwise I don't think watu wangeingia huko ndani. Ilikuwa ile hasira ya since umetuua, and as the rallying call has been, you can't kill us all. So that's how people ended up upon ndani. So without violence from the police, I think protests would be very peaceful. Unakumbuka another thing that happened? There was a concert ya Sabasaba. The police did not cause any chaos. Uliona watu walienda nyumbani vizuri. So police ndio shida. So the less the police, the better. Another example takupatia, in ile the fake swearing in ya Raila, there were no police officers. Was there any chaos? No.
Yeah. If I have to talk about the fake swearing in of Raila, this it's good to interact because some of these things, they are in my head, but I've always not remembered maybe to express it.
Yes.
What had happened was that there were to be confrontation.
Yes.
There was to be confrontation. But there is a communication that had happened. There was a communication that had happened. And orders came from above.
Yes.
Where police officers were just told, let him be the way he is.
Yes.
But if Raila and Uhuru had not communicated his fake swearing in, there would have been casualties. Even if it would not have resulted in death.
But casualties would have been there because of the police. Because remember when the police stayed away, there were no casualties.
I would say this.
Because I know you're as a former police officer, I know I'm putting you in a tight spot.
No, you're not.
Like, you know, it happen.
I'm no longer in the police force.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm trying to say is that there are things, there is what the law says.
Yeah.
And there is what happens. For example, the fake swearing in. From where I was seated and from the way I was evaluating things. There are so many things that happened there. There are so many things that happened. For example, do you know that even that very same day, I just said that Raila cannot be arrested because he could not be arrested for treason. He could not be arrested for treason because he said that, first of all, when he was swearing himself in, you know, he pronounced his name Odiga. He didn't pronounce N. Odiga.
I'll go and listen to it.
Yeah, just listen to it. He did not say, what is his full name?
Raila Amolo Odinga.
Raila Amolo Odinga. No, he said, Raila Amolo Odiga. Odiga. That was a technicality. And there are several other technicalities, which if he were to be taken to court, the case would take long. Because on average, a normal case takes long in Kenya because we have very few judges. But you see, Mama Ida realized that Raila is not getting any younger. She realized that and she had to act fast. This case would have taken long, and that is why you find when the environment changes, there is usually withdrawal of cases very fast because some of these cases are there for molesting somebody. Now, Raila's case, if it had to take a normal trajectory, it would have taken maybe a year.
But now the next question would be, I'm not an intelligence officer, but I know, would arresting Raila be a good idea for any government in Kenya, considering that half the country is always angry at the government?
Yeah, that is
arresting Raila in 1989 is very different from arresting Raila in 2017. You know, the country was divided. Would that have happened? I think it would have been worse than 2007.
I have a lot to talk about Raila.
Mm.
Because...
let's start with that and then we get to your...
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Mm.
There is that feeling that you have expressed,
mm.
which should not be there even in the first instance.
Yes, but because, it's a reality.
The constitution before 2010,
mm.
the president was above the law.
Yes.
Now, if we have to reach a place where we can imagine
mm.
that an individual, any individual,
yes,
assuming that any individual, when he is arrested,
mm.
It should be such a way that, it let it be like the way it is written in the books,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, because you have supporters, that mm. when you are arrested, maybe the country, I think the environment should be that what is written,
mm. yes, because,
and what you do,
are the same.
Yeah, because if today,
mm, mm, mm.
if today I went and stood on a rooftop
mm.
and said things which are bad,
mm.
and then when I'm arrested, mm. and then maybe tomorrow somebody else like Raila does the same
mm.
and is not arrested for,
yeah,
because he has a lot of people behind him,
mm.
I think if we have such an imagination,
it's unfair, but it's yeah. the reality. I think yeah. it's because we have such a divided country,
mm.
especially in 2017, 2018. It was so divided that mm. that's why I feel, personally, from a layman's perspective, I always yeah. look mm. at NIS saved mm. the country. Because mm. NIS must have been the ones who are like, yes, this guy is doing these things. Like, no, it Kimshika.
There were two ladies who did.
It led to chaos mingi sana.
I think, no, it was not NIS.
Mm.
I was there.
Mm.
And you may have been a teacher,
mm.
and nowadays you see wakona hii masomo inaitwa sijui artificial intelligence.
Yes, yes.
And then the corona in a letter, sijui you could be taught by your teacher when you're in the house.
Yes.
But you see, the traditional teacher who used to use a chalk can still teach, isn't it?
Yes.
So me, the special branch, I still have opinions about NIS.
Yes.
What happened during 2017 is an initiative of two ladies.
Yes.
On one side, mm. it was Mama Ngina,
mm.
and the other side was Mama
Aida. Ida.
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
They are the ones who did that.
Mm.
This is what I'm trying to say, is that if you look at the NIS
mm.
from 1968, special mm. branch was there before.
Mm-hmm.
The special branch was there before independence,
mm.
but it became what they call cultured and whatever.
Yes.
From 1968.
Mm.
That is when we started having directives where they say you do this, this.
Mm.
You find that NIS, what they are taught
mm.
and what they do,
yes,
are two different things.
Okay.
And if NIS were to follow strictly their training,
mm.
Things would have been, the country would have been better.
Mm.
The country would have been better. Even the maneno ya jinsi,
mm.
Would not have happened.
Mm.
But you see, starting with Jomo Kenyatta,
mm.
Moi, Kibaki somehow left them a bit.
Mm.
He relaxed a bit, but you see, when Uhuru came,
yes,
it has reached a stage where the intelligence do what they think the head of state wants.
Yes.
So I think even these things about Gen Z
mm.
is that if the intelligence were to do the way we were taught,
mm.
remember there was a time when I was working with them, we used mm. to be considered the best in Sub-Saharan
Africa. Yeah, yes,
but
yes.
Now it is funny.
Mm.
Not and you see, we have educated people there,
mm.
and we have good trainings, but. Mm. It is they tell the government what they think the government wants to hear,
mm.
but not what they think the government needs to hear.
Yes.
So that is the problem, and what solved the problem in that fake
mm.
you know. Raila would have been appearing in court for ages,
mm.
and he was not getting any younger. And mm. that thing would have even affected him in his health and life or something.
So you feel like this would not have caused a lot of chaos? Because me, I feel like in your time, 2018, we were too divided.
No, what happened,
mm.
what I know,
mm.
And you see, I don't know whether you, my perception of Uhuru is what others perceive him. Uhuru is a person who tells people, let's go this way. And he does not encourage alternative thoughts.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say in so many words is that the swearing, I would not be surprised if what was written is not what Raila talked. Because you can see the person who swore Raila was this MP, Kajwang.
Yes, Kajwang.
Yeah. And Miguna was just witnessing.
Yes.
But if you can look at the way Miguna was standing, he was standing in a patronizing way, such that even TJ Kajwang had had that cape and the uniform, but he was standing in the back, and Miguna was standing there. So I think what was what may have been written there, because what is treason? Treason.
Yes.
You can interpret it in so many ways. Breaching the Supreme Court could be counted as what do you call?
Treason.
Treason. Breaching the parliament, breaching state house, such things could be. And another thing, the constitution says that the president shall swear the following words. And yes. That is why Nani was talking his things. First of all, Obama. You remember Obama, when he was being sworn in, the chief justice was telling him different things. And Obama is a lawyer.
Yes.
So Obama was not answering what he was saying. Because the chief justice was somehow confused. So Obama was telling, was not repeating what the chief justice, Obama was saying what was said. Because in law, if you use any other word apart from what is written in the constitution, then that swearing in is null and void.
Okay.
So
okay.
Raila used words which were not in the constitution. So it is null and void.
Yes.
And you see the way he was putting the wording, say people's president. Now,
okay, because reason why I understand what you're trying to say, and I also disagree with it, is a lot of protesters have been arrested in the recent protests. The likes of, even from a girl like Hanifa to people like Akina Boniface Mwangi, Majuzi, there was Gaido. All these people have been arrested just for voicing their opinions online. Itaimiote, since 2007, 2013, 2017, 2022, Raila has never been arrested again. Again. For whatever charge.
Yeah.
Not just treason. For this, I'm at this. What could be the reason? Because for Sisi, Nonaga, me, the way I reason about it is the country is so divided that arresting him would make it even more divided. Because you see, the past two presidents have won majorly because of Central and Rift Valley. Yeah. Him, he's always won the cities, Mombasa, Nairobi, the more metropolitan places, yes? So with that, you see, with you, if you're just popular because of, as Mutahi Ngunye puts it, the tyranny of numbers, where you are popular strictly based on having support from two major big tribes, it's different from someone else who has little from everywhere. Yes, so that's how I've always looked at it. That maybe that's the reason why they don't arrest the guy.
No,
because every time we think they are going to arrest him, they never arrest him.
No, what I can say is that Raila is intelligent naturally. He's naturally intelligent.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I said, this was a plan of two ladies, Mama Ngina and Mama Ida.
Okay.
But so? Even if you arrest Raila, on this false swearing in, you cannot convict him. You cannot convict him.
I don't think anyone would be worried about conviction. Everyone would be worried about what happens to Kenya during that time.
No, what I'm saying is that even if it is that, but if you look at the way Raila acts and Raila says, he's very careful. You know, Raila plays to
both
two different
people.
He plays to the gallery. Because he wants, like the Uhuru Park, he would want everybody who was there to cheer.
Yes.
But then he has also played in the law.
Yes.
Such that You see, there are some people. Okay, let me give you an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Kalonzo Musyoka.
Mm-hmm.
Kalonzo Musyoka once told Mwai Kibaki, sack me if you are a man.
Mm.
That was before the 2007 election. When it was NAC before Nusu Mkate.
Okay.
He said, if you are a man. But if
and he was fired, Ama?
No.
He was not fired?
Well, you know, Kibaki is...
Because Kalonzo is the one who saved the Kibaki presidency.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, at that time, that is when they that was before even the 2005.
Yes, yes. Right. Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Maybe in so many words, is that if Raila... plays double.
Yes.
He plays to please his supporters, yes. masses.
Yes.
But also, he's very careful. If you look at whatever Raila has said, even if you are a good lawyer, you cannot pin him.
Okay.
You cannot pin him.
You can't arrest him for incitement because he's...
Inciting what?
He's done Kibaki must go.
No.
He's done Uhuru must go.
No.
Yes. And he's done Ruto must go. He's done three must goes. What I can tell you... That's incitement. I can't... Like, personally, mimi mwenyewe, reason why Gen Z wanasema tuko leaderless is because tunaogopa tukisema hivyo tutaokotwa. The only person so far who's been able to consistently say that is Boniface Mwangi. He said it for a very long time. He's been protesting since kuza Kibaki, yes. Masaizi wamejoinia na watu kadhaa and all those people have been arrested from Gabriel Oguda to... Francis Gaido to, you know, like Akina Otero on Instagram, on Twitter. Kila mtu amekuwa arrested. Kila mtu amekuwa arrested. But if there is someone who's brought incitement, I don't see anyone who's, incite people more than Raila.
What I can
historically
say,
up again.
What I can say is that the Kenyan laws, even before the 2010 constitution, has a provision where they say, that you have to be convicted beyond reasonable doubt.
Okay.
Sasa,
I think
beyond reasonable doubt. And Raila is very clever because he says what wanasema and then the crowd says Moi must go. You will never hear and whatever he comes out of his mouth. If you look for
So you're saying that Raila has never said Ruto must go?
No. He has never said Ruto must go.
He's never said Uhuru must go.
He has never said Uhuru. Hapo
umetudanganya.
Okay.
Acha ni but okay. For the viewers ama watu wana watch mnaweza Google because I'm sure.
Yeah. Because what I'm I know sure, about him. What I know about him.
Yes.
Is that personally my feelings are is that and this is something that he inherited from his father.
Yes.
The father was also very careful. The father was very careful that he would he used to talk in such and that is by the way, that is why Raila and Jaramogi.
You see, this was in the Standard. President Ruto must go. Raila says ahead of mass action. Blah blah blah. He's always said it. March. I think.
But you see, from what is here, it's a.
Okay, but okay. I think let's nini. But now let's.
I know about the father and the son.
Yes,
is that he would get hold of the microphone.
Yes,
and say people what munasema. Then people say.
Yeah, during Moi's time, I believe that was possible. But right now, under this new constitution, as you said, I feel like it's nini. But now let's even talk about Raila more. There are people who. Say that you're anti-Raila. So what's your defense on that?
Yeah, people say that. And what we have talked 5 minutes ago, you saw, I didn't know you were going to ask that. You see, people have been told that I'm anti-Luo. I've been told that I'm anti-Raila.
Yes.
Let me start from background.
Yeah.
Just like Nani was joking the other time, Rigathi.
Yes.
He was joking that Kikuyus have more. If you go to prison.
Yes.
The Kikuyu. Let's assume Kikuyu are 40% of the population.
Yes.
And you find that in prison they are 60%.
Yes.
So you are saying, hey, then if we have to go by percentage, then they should be released in prison so that they... but he was joking.
Yes.
And when it comes to political suffering, if I can call it that, stroke assassination,
yes,
I think Luo as a tribe,
yes,
and Odinga as a family,
yes,
have suffered more than their per capita.
Yes.
For example, if Luo are, let's say, 15%
yes,
of the population, I can say that over 66% of political persecution in Kenya has been directed towards Luo.
Yes.
And if you take the Odinga family, the family as a whole, especially the late Mzee, do you know his full names?
Jaramogi Oginga Odinga. I don't know the other name. Is there another name?
His full names were Adonijah Abednego Jaramogi Oginga Odinga.
Oh.
That was
Adonijah Abednego. Okay, yeah. Okay, yes.
Adonijah Abednego Jaramogi Oginga Odinga.
Yes.
They have suffered as a family more than any other.
Yes.
Let's say the Odinga family has suffered more than some tribes.
Yes.
Family suffered more than some tribes.
Yes.
But then, that being, Luo's having suffered more than their per capita, and the family suffering more than some tribes.
Yes.
That one has gone that way. And if you look at the history of Kenya, we have had the first Luo to be... To be assassinated,
yes,
was Arguing Scothek.
Yes,
and then Tom Mboya.
Scothek was killed because of what?
If I may, I do not know why Arguing Scothek was killed.
And when was he killed?
But the same year, actually, the Arguing Scothek, they died the same year.
With
Arguing Scothek with Tom Mboya,
1969.
Yeah.
Okay.
They died. And I've even gone to the scene. Now, the thing that makes Arguing Scothek be obviously an assassination is that he was coming from... You know where Yaya Center is?
Yes.
He was coming from one direction, and the vehicle was in a slow move. There was no tire burst, there was nothing, and then it rolled. If you go to, I have recorded that because I've been to that place and showed people that the vehicle was coming from here. Then I tell them, you see where that point or whatever that is where the vehicle started rolling. And then I turn the camera to where Arguing Scothek died. I'm the person who, up to today, has documented. I'm not aware of any other person who has documented Arguing Scothek's death.
Yes.
And even showing people, you see that place where they've written reception, it used to be a forest, that is where. I am the one who recorded, who has extensively talked about Tom Mboya's death.
Yes.
I am the one who did that. I have even gone to an extent telling people why George Morara, Akisi, had to die at a place called Chavakali. The Kisi called Morara, George Morara, was killed because he was into Tom Mboya death.
Yes, he was trying to solve it.
Yeah. And you see, I'm lucky because if it was those days, I would also have died because of Luo politicians. Now, you see, Arguing Scothek.
What do you mean by Luo politicians?
Yeah, this is what I was saying.
Arguing
Scothek was a Luo from Game Yala.
Okay.
If what I'm saying now, I would have said those times, I would have been killed because of him.
Yeah.
If what I'm saying now about Tom Mboya, a Suba Luo, is a Luo from the sub-tribe called Suba.
Yes.
I'm the one who said how he was killed. That is another Luo. I am the one who said that Robert Ouko, and I've talked about a lot, including Musando. I am. If you go to the TJRC, 90% of the TGRC that is talking about Luo politicians who are killed is quoting me.
Okay.
And there are some people who have talked about it and whatever, but it is me who has come out with my ID and full names as they appear, talking about if I withdraw everything I've talked about, including Musando. By the way, you may not know, I've been approached by a foreign NGO to document the likely scenario of Baby Pendo's death.
Okay.
And if I'm not wrong, Baby Pendo was a Luo.
Yes.
Even if she was a baby, Samantha Pendo.
Yes.
It is me who talked. Now, if somebody who has documented and signed 90% of the known things about Luo persecution, and you say that person is anti-Luo.
Okay. You know, personally, I've never said that.
No. This is what I'm saying, what people are saying out there. But I know why people say that. I know why people say that.
Yeah.
People say that, you know, I talked, and we come to Raila himself. Every time Raila talks, every time Raila is in public, he has an eye problem. Tears come out uncontrollably. I want to challenge anybody to produce any document anywhere where anybody has said that Raila's eye problem started here and there. Nobody has ever talked about it. But it is me who said that when Raila was in Nyayo House, torture chamber, when Raila was in Nyayo House torture chamber, he was told to crawl like a baby. When he was crawling like a baby, he was told, toa sauti ya ng'ombe. Then he started, mama. Then he was kicked severally in the eye. And he said, ng'ombe hii, hiyo siyo sauti ya ng'ombe. You see, nobody has ever commented what happened to Raila's eye. Every time you find, if Raila is expecting the eye to wet, you'll see him taking out a handkerchief too.
But there are
times when it comes, you see the duck controls, it's like a computer, it controls the machozi.
The tear duct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was kicked until it just comes out on its own. Nobody has ever talked about that. Nobody has said anything. The only problem that came, first of all, was because it has even come. Oh, my phone is not here.
Yes.
I'd even show you. It came a time when I talked of what Raila happened to Raila in committee.
Yes.
You see, the day I talked about what happened to Raila in committee, then that is when they said, and that thing has happened even to the JCs. If you check the YouTube, there are some people who have even umeongea juu ya Raila, sijui wenda kuchapa jinsi Raila alianza zamani vitu kama hiyo. I'm sorry to say it, but we have some people, majority,
yes,
who are from his tribe,
where
they feel you can talk 999 praises for Raila.
Yes.
But when you talk one thing,
kiboko inatoka.
You hate Raila. But then when you find Raila himself, ask him, what tribe are you? You see, Raila has several times he has said he is not a Luo. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
He has heard several times. So you find that me, I'm an intelligence officer. You see, in a church, the church, like Catholic, they can excommunicate a padre, isn't it? But then when somebody is dying, the same padre is allowed to give, what do you call, dying communion. And then the same padre is also allowed to, if there is no padre around, is also allowed to carry out the funeral, whatever. So I have been excommunicated, but I'm still an intelligence officer. And let me look at the camera straight and tell the viewer this. We learn a lot through talking.
Yes.
we learn a lot through talking. And you see, when we talk the truth, we find out the truth.
Mm.
For example, people inbox me and they ask me questions. And you see, there are those questions we don't understand.
Mm.
For example, yes, Raila had 2 or so acres that he was given fertilizer. Mama Ida brought fertilizer to committee.
Mm.
Mama Ida brought seed in committee.
Mm.
And when Raila harvested that,
that maize.
The maize, he called the prison warders, wakachemusha, ingine wakachoma.
Mm.
You see, there is only one question.
Mm.
Am I telling the truth or not?
Mm.